Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, going really well. Now, I think what you need to do first of all is explain who is Revive.
Love to, mate. Revive is a four-piece Sydney-based Christian band.
Oh, as easy as
that's
that.
It.
You're going to stop there. I mean, that was your opportunity just to go forth and go, yeah, we're really good. You should go buy our CDs and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I guess that's obvious, isn't it?
How did you guys decide to become a band? Like, were you put together in an ad in a paper? Were you put together by a record company? Or your group of friends, or you once were friends and certainly aren't anymore?
Well, I guess we're a group of friends. I mean, we all met at the same church. So all four of us kind of went through the same youth group together, and we just kind of heard that each other would play. It actually started with just the guitarist and myself, kind of an acoustic duo, but we wanted to have more of a rock focus, so we got the other boys on, and we knew them from church, so it just kind of started like that.
Now, you guys have had some pretty big success. You've been going 18 months full-time now, mm-hmm. and in that time, you toured with Third Day, and this is where a lot of people might have seen you, in Sydney earlier on in the year, but you also went to Melbourne and Brisbane with Third Day. Tell us about what that was like.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, you kind of get a glimpse of the whirlwind tours they must do in the States, right? So we did three states in 3 days, and they probably do like 40 kind of states in 40 days. So we got a little taste of that. That was pretty fun. We got to know the guys pretty well as well, only in 3 days, but we hung out a lot, and it was cool to kind of learn a lot from them, like their professionalism, and they're really humble guys too, still. They're just really normal, which was good to see. So, yeah, we learned a lot, and the coolest thing, I reckon, was they travel with a chaplain, you know, like a band chaplain.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, which is awesome. And so before every show, they kind of open the Bible and chat together and have a pray. And we got to get in on that. And that was awesome just to kind of be prayed for. And it was a really cool experience.
So are they all on speed dial now on your mobile phone? You can ring them up, get advice?
Well, sometimes.
But now, that's actually quite unique for a band to be able to do that, because most support bands won't ever really get to see the band that they're supporting, if that makes sense.
Or even get a sound check sometimes.
And you got a sound check?
Yeah, we did. Yep. Oh, it was cool. Like, they're just good guys. They're normal. And so it's just like hanging out with friends. You know, they're really unaffected, and they had a lot of wisdom on if Revive do have a fair amount of success, what to do with that. They had great advice.
Tell us about your song, I Need You. We're about to play it now. Give us the dirt on it. Or not the dirt on it. Tell us about it.
I Need You is just like a simple kind of song to God. It's just kind of like the first verse talks about, you know, I'm kind of hopeless without you. I'm stumbling through this life. But when I get to that point in my life, I just realize that what I need is my creator. What I need is to connect with him more.
And we're speaking again with Dave from Revive. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Now, you're either a really humble man or you can't speak about it. I'm going to go that you're just really humble. You were touched on Third Day before.
Yeah.
There's something very exciting in the pipeworks. Can you tell us what it is?
Well, yeah, I guess I can. I mean, in a couple of weeks, we head over to the States, all four of us. And we're actually kind of working on our next album with Max, the lead singer from Third Day. So we met up a lot when we were here, but then actually a couple of us went over to the States about 6 months ago, just after the Australian tour, and hung out with them. And we found out they were quite interested in helping us out, particularly Mac, in wanting to take our songs to the next level. So we were pretty excited about that. It's just an awesome opportunity to, I guess, learn from someone who's had so much experience.
So have you started writing some songs yet, or you just wait till you get there and see what happens?
We have, yeah. Look, the thing is, I mean, people say, oh, you started working your album. It takes so long for an album to kind of happen. From the whole writing process to the demo process, you know, to the studio, it can take a long time. So as soon as our last album came out, we just started writing for the next album. So probably got about 25, 30 songs already. We'd like to have as many as we can to kind of pick the best, you know, 10 or 11. It's no good when you have 11 songs for an album and you go, you know, five are good, and, oh, well, we'll chuck them all on. So it's going to have a lot.
Now, how many out of those songs are actual Aussie, typical Aussie songs like Timey Kangaroo Dance Sport or I Still Call Australia Home? Like, are you doing a different version of those songs?
I mean, I wish we could write a classic like that. I'd be so proud if we could.
I think you should. I can imagine Mac Power going, I still call Australia home.
You know, I can't.
You can't? Okay.
I can, but the cool thing was, in Sydney, on the third day tour, we sang We Are One, We Are Many, because it was Australia Day.
Mm. You know
that song? And we actually asked Mac to come out on stage and sing it for us. So I guess he was an honorary Australian citizen for that kind of 2 minutes. It was pretty cool.
Is there any quirky things you do when you perform? Is there a particular song you get requested for or you take the mickey out of?
A song that's actually proved pretty popular is a song called Losers. It's mm-hmm. the last song on our last album. And it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of poke fun on ourselves song. And the chorus is, you know, why does everybody think that Christians are a bunch of losers? So all us guys in the band, you know, we've been Christians for a while. We've kind of grown up as Christians. And we've had lots of times when people have looked at us funny when we've told them about our faith, you know, and thought we're a little bit freaky. And so I guess we're kind of, you know, a lot of people have had that experience, I guess, if they're Christian. And so we're kind of poking fun at that and just saying, hey, it doesn't matter, you know, we're proud to be there. And so it's pretty cool when the kids, actually what they do when they come to the concert, a lot of them bring L plates and they kind of stick them in the air and go, yeah, I'm proud. I mean, it's learner, cool. But I guess, you know, loser starts with the same letter.
But, you know, the thing that you haven't mentioned is the fact that in that particular song you break into Kumbaya. Now, that's kind of cool.
Well, I guess that's probably the main reason why people think we're a bunch of losers.
True.
We had to mention it.
We did very much. Dave, pleasure speaking with you. We really want to follow your progress over the next 3, 6, 12, 36 years, whatever it takes for you guys to get this album out with the guys from Third Day. Really excited about it. Can we follow you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We'll do phone us from the States and yeah.
That kind of stuff. Love to. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.